This is an RNIB talking book.
The Demon Headmaster Strikes Again by Gillian Cross.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The Demon Headmaster Strikes Again. Chapter 1. A Really Weird Village. Simon saw them come. The removal van lumbered down the road, followed by a red car, and both of them stopped at the end house. The children got out of the car and stood talking while their parents unlocked the house. Two boys and a girl. The older boy was about Simon's age, and he looked disgusted. His voice floated up the road. "This village is weird. There's no one about." The other boy groaned. "Stop moaning, Lloyd. We've got to get used to it, however weird it is, haven't we, Di?" The girl nodded. "Harvey's right. Dad's taken the new job, and so this is our home now, however weird it is." "Not much of a home," Lloyd scowled, "with the rest of Splat 100 miles away." Judging by his expression, Splat was something really important. But Simon didn't get a chance to guess what, because the children's father called from the front door. "Let's get on with the unpacking, then." Simon watched them run into the house. They might be new, but they'd got one thing right straight away. It was a weird village.